good. It is good. I wouldn't take it back. I loved my upbringing. It was good because any extreme experience comes with positives and negatives. You learn a lot from it. And every, you know, her deafness had positives and negatives. Her feminism, not that that's extreme, but the degree to which she was extreme. And it all has positives and negatives. Like her deafness, positives, sneaking out of the house, super fucking easy. Super, not even really sneaking, actually. We just called it leaving. We just called it bouncing, bye-bye, mommy. But, there were negatives. We were poor growing up. We because she was deaf, she couldn't find a job for a long time, so we grew up very poor. I'm from Oakland, California. That's where I'm from. Bra, 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 bra. All right. Oh, we're in Texas. You'd be like, bra, bra, bra. Of course, due to the effects of gentrification, every time I go back to Oakland for a visit, that sound effect makes decreasing sense. Now it's more like, I'm from Oakland. Latte? Grew up in Oakland, very poor. She had a hard time finding a job. Grew up on welfare. Jews on welfare, very rare, very, very rare. If you can catch me, I'll grant you a wish, but I'm very tricky. Any other welfare people here? Do we have any other welfare folks? Who was it? Who welfare? You, motherfuckers made noise, but then they got anonymous when I actually engaged them. Anybody else raised on welfare? We got anybody? Did you just say woo because you're being supportive of me right now? All right. No, nobody. Oh, cool. This is nice to have a really supportive audience. That's cool. I was raised in the bad time of welfare. I don't know if you know this about welfare now, but the food stamp has been transferred from the food stamp to a EBT card. It's like a... What do you mean, woo, motherfucker? Where were you? 5 seconds ago, I was asking for you to talk. EBT card. That's my shit! Damn it. The EBT card is the food stamp now. It's like a nondescript credit card, I guess, so that nobody knows that the family's on welfare to preserve the dignity of the underprivileged family. It's fucking bullshit! Because when I grew up, it was not a card. It was not anonymous. It was a real, like, stamp. The food stamp was a stamp that you'd have to rip out of a notebook. It was a piece of currency, like, larger than a dollar bill, like a Confederate note. MC Hammer's face was on the front of the 20. My mom is like this super, she's not ashamed at all. I'm super embarrassed at the grocery store. My mom's this progressive woman, fucking hell yeah, we're on the dole, making it rain on the lady at the checkout while I'm shrieking. And it might as well have been the WB frog leaping out of my mom's purse like, welfare, look over there, they can't afford food. So that's the positives and negatives of her deafness. There were positives and negatives to her feminism as well. I mean, there were positives, obviously, and negatives. For example, she taught me that, of course, women are strong, capable, intelligent people to be honored, respected, loved, listened to, never oppressed. Yes. Yeah. And then there were also some positive parts of her feminism as well. It's a real room splitter, that one. No, those are the positives, obviously. The negatives were my mom, because it was just me and my brother and my mom, she's a single mom, she had these, like, really warped, like, sort of ideas about how to raise us and how to teach us about sex and sexuality. Like, the boundaries were really inappropriate and weird. Like, I never fucked her, but, like, one thing... What? Ew, you guys got all weird when I said... You got weird when I said I didn't fuck my mom? What are you guys, gross? Do you guys fuck your moms? Ew, dude! I didn't, I'm normal. But anyway, it's cool that you did, you motherfuckers, but I did not. I definitely didn't smash that, but I, this is true, my mom definitely... Okay, here's an example. When I hit puberty, I was about 13 years old, my mom was like, come on, we're gonna go on a trip. And we drove to this place in San Francisco called Good Vibrations. It's this, like, feminist vibrator shop... The kind of place where, like, a white girl with dreadlocks will, like, show you to the butt plugs or whatever. I'm in a fucking vibrator shop with my mommy. I'm like, why are we here, Mom? Why? Why? You don't go to... This is why they created the very famous slogan, never go to a vibrator shop with your mom, right? But my mom never heard that slogan because she never heard anything at all, so there we were. I'm like, what are we doing here? It's such a mortifying experience. We're at the vibrator shop with your mom. Why are we here? And she sort of pushed me toward the book area. There's like a literature section, I guess. And she's like, yeah, you can pick out any one of the lesbian text-based erotica books that you'd like. Lesbian text-based erotica. I guess my mom wanted to make sure if I was looking at porn, it would have like 90 pages of expository prose poetry before we got to the... good stuff or whatever. Now, because my mom's old school feminist, right? She was very afraid of us being exposed to mainstream pornography. She wanted to, because the old school feminist idea is that pornography is inherently misogynistic. It's terrible always. It's always bad for women. It's always oppressive, right? Nowadays, the more contemporary iteration of feminism would say that if a woman wants to do porn and she goes in with a good company and does it with full decision-making power, it can actually be a very uplifting and empowering experience for a woman. And I want to be the most woke dude I can possibly be. So I will download all the pornography available to me. And as I ejaculate, I will whisper into the computer screen, "You go, girl." I will do that. That's the kind of committed feminist soldier I am. No, but that's the thing. I'm in a dilemma. I'm in the midst of a dilemma because I'm 13 years old. I'm a 13-year-old boy. They don't make a hornier thing than a 13-year-old boy. That's the top. That's the, in the, it's like fucking, you remember? Do you remember, sir? When you first unwrap that present that God hid in your balls, right? When you're just like, you're actually angry a little bit at God when you find, you're just like, are you fucking kidding me right now, dude? I've been sitting around wasting my time with recess and video games and shit like that while this whole time all of my interests for the next 40 years have been dangling between my legs, just waiting for me to get old enough for them to drop down and say hello. So there I was. I mean, porn was hard to get, too. It's a difficult thing to find pornography. You had to, this is before the internet started streaming porn all the time. You had to, back then, if you wanted to jerk off, you had to think of something like erotic that your teacher did, or like, or find some on the road, like roadkill, and then piece it back together, like Hammurabi's Code. Like, is that a vagina or a bearded man whose mouth is agog? And surprise, you had to work. And then you delve in. Do you remember when you first, you know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. It's crazy. It's just like, oh, shit. Goodbye, everybody. I no longer need human companionship. All I need is the bathroom, some alone time, and a Delia's catalog, and I'll be good to go. And like at first, I didn't even know that there was an end game that we were working toward. You know what I mean? I would just like stroke it for a while, pack it back in, be like, that'll do, pig, and get on with my day. So I'm in the vibrator shop with my mom, and I'm in a dilemma. I want the porn. There's a buyer for the porn, so I'm not going to not get the porn. I'm going to get the porn, so I'm getting the porn. I'm grabbing this lesbian text-based erotica, Anais Nin knockoff pulpy stuff, and walking it back over to the counter to find that my mother, ever the pragmatist, has decided not to give this day to me. No, don't let this be about me flowering as a young woman. No, no. My mom has decided she didn't want to waste the gas coming back to do some pleasure shopping of her own. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you guys uncomfortable with this story? These are my fucking memories! My mom's throwing on the counter accessories and accoutrements for her Hitachi magic wand vibrator. No, do not applaud. No matter how much joy it has brought you, that much pain it has brought me. Why? Ask yourself, why do I know what brand vibrator my mother used? Because she had it prominently displayed on her end table. No thought of covering it up or putting it in a drawer. No, no, the drawer, that's a tool of the patriarchy. Do I need to mention to you that the Hitachi Magic Wand is the loudest vibrator available on the market? And that my mother has no relationship to the concept of sound? What was your childhood like?
Stream Moshe Kasher in the Honeymoon Special, only on Netflix now.